What advice do you have for that I can pass on to my first year advisees? And they're coming and sitting with, and talking to me about what classes they should take or anything else. What do you wish you could go back and tell either the first years or yourself?
My brother just started at Wesleyan. Look, I think you should really follow, this is cliche, until you do it, you should follow your passions. But that's one of those things in life that's just, it's a cliche until you actually do it, and then it's real. You're under so much pressure. You know, one of the real downsides of elite education is that you're made to feel that because you can, in theory, do everything, you know, you kind of have this pressure to do everything. And if not, you're wasting this valuable time at this remarkable place. And Swarthmore is a remarkable place. But it's also a place that's open to whatever form of yourself you want to be. And I think you shouldn't feel pressure to find that form right away. You should take your time. You should take very different classes. You should hang out with very different people. You should try to be embedded in a few different social groups. You should definitely seek out friends who are different than you. I'm not talking about, you know, the superficial categories that we all know. They're from a different place, you know, they have a different class background. Not that these are superficial things, but what I mean is people who really see the world in different ways. Right? People whose metaphors are different than yours. That's what you should try to find. And I think, you know, you should trust yourself. Right? If you think you really want to take that, you know, fourth class in English literature, which maybe commits you to doing it as a major or minor, well, yeah, maybe that means you want to do a major or minor. That's okay, right? And I think it's important to just have a little patience with, you know, hey, like, maybe don't stress that much about your first job. Your first job might not be the thing that, you know, brings you, it might not be the truest, last, best form of you. It would be weird if it was. You know, just take some time to experiment with different versions of yourself until you find something that makes you comfortable. You don't have to, you don't have to do that econ major.
I like that you said, follow your passion sounds easy until you do it. And the equivalent that I find myself saying a lot is learn how to trust your gut, which is harder than it sounds, much harder than it sounds. It's a lot easier, I think, particularly as you were describing Swarthmore being a very cerebral sort of place. It's very easy to second guess yourself. And it's very easy to listen to that smart sounding advice. And it's harder to stick with that hunch, that gut feeling, that sense that you have that's not maybe articulate, that's maybe implicit, that isn't something that you can fully put words on, and yet that might be leading you in the right direction more than you think.